Listen to what says in the Gazette here, Ib.
What's it say?
Says residents of Corn Center will be pleased to learn of the return to our city of Mrs. and Senator Sidney Bunn and their daughter Iona.
That the gal that was in here yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, that's her.
Yes, he was.
Yes, well, it says, although Senator Bunn left Corn Center as a young man, he has always regarded it as his hometown and now plans to settle here.
Oh, shucks. I remember him, Zeb. Sid Bunn, old man Bunn's boy.
Yes.
Don't you remember he got run out of town for stealing chickens? They caught him with them under his coat.
Yes, well, you'd better not be bringing that up. You don't know whether he stole them chickens or not.
Well, how'd they get under his coat if he didn't steal them? Call up there and commit suicide?
Yeah, I'm just saying, you better keep your trap shut. Sidney Bunn's a big shot now.
He's what?
Shot, senator.
Well, there's a lot of them that deserve to be shot.
Oh, I mean, he's an important feller. It says so right here. It says in the Gazette, in the past 15 years, Bunn has been engaged almost continuously in the public service, being sent to the House and then to a seat in the Senate. Last summer, he made a semi-official tour of Europe and was closeted with Mussolini.
Yeah, treated him kind of bad, didn't they?
Huh? How do you mean they treated him bad?
Just what you read. First, they sent him into the House, and then they made him take a seat, and then they locked him up in the closet.
Oh, they didn't.
Well, that's what it says there.
But it don't. I reckon you don't know who Mussolini is.
Certainly I do. He's the fella they locked in the closet with Sidney Bunn.
Yeah, that's all you know about it. He ain't no such thing. He's a dictator.
How's that?
Dictator. He's the...
Did they lock him in the closet, too?
Lock who in the closet?
Dick, what's his name?
They didn't lock nobody in the closet. Say, don't you know what a dictator is?
No, I don't reckon I do.
Well, then I'll tell you and learn you something. A dictator is somebody that tells you just what you can do and just what you can't. Somebody that runs things. And Mussolini was the first one.
He wasn't.
He was.
He wasn't.
He was, I tell you. Well, then who was? Who was?
Eve.
Oh, but I'm talking about a man. A man who gets things done and goes places. A fellow with a fist of mail.
Oh, yes, I get you now, yes.
Yeah, it's about time, sir.
You mean a mailman.
Oh.
He goes places with a fist full of mail.
What a thing, that kind of mail. I mean armor. You know what armor is, don't you?
Yes, sure, I know what armor is.
Well, what is it?
A ham.
Oh, what's the use? You just keep your dad during trap shut and I'll finish reading this. It says here, while in Washington, D.C., Senator Bunn married Miss Matilda. Say, here's something funny. She's got two last names with a dash in between them.
Well, what about it? Go ahead and read it.
Married Miss Matilda Wilmington Dash Board, socially prominent society debutante, and niece Arthur Wilmington, millionaire sportsman and owner of the famous racehorse Fleetfoot. Senator Bunn will be.
Who'd you say he was?
Her uncle. Senator Bunn will be the honored guest at a luncheon to be given next week with the Corn Center merchants. And,
good evening.
Howdy, Professor Thistlewaite.
Good evening, Professor.
By Jove, this is fortunate finding you here. I rather fancied the store would be closed.
Yes, well, we're just about to close. Something we can do for you?
Yes, there is. The merchants are giving a luncheon next week in honor of Senator Bunn.
Yes, we were just reading about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, they've asked me to make a short address regarding the senator's father and also say something about the senator. And I'm frank to say I don't know either of them. Were you, by any chance, acquainted with Senator Bunn's father?
Who, old man Bunn? Say, we certainly was.
Yes, he used to trade here.
Yes, and we used to know Sidney, too, when he was a young feller.
Yes, he stole...
Shut up.
I've consulted Miss Barrows over at the library, you know, and she has given me some information concerning the elder Bunn. But if you don't mind, I'd like to check it over with you.
Why, of course, Professor. I'm glad to oblige you.
What do you want to do, Zeb?
Check. He wants us to...
We ain't going to cash no checks for Sid Bunn.
No, Mr. Peters. I have some information about Senator Bunn's father, and I simply want you to tell me if it's correct.
Oh, yes, I get you.
Mm.
Well, I understand the Bunns were one of the first families to come to this community. As far as I am able to determine, James Bunn left San Francisco in 1886, traveled part of the distance by rail,
Yes, that's a fact, Professor. Me and Eb knew one of the fellers that helped carry the rail.
Oh, but I'm referring to the railroad. Railroad.
Oh, yes.
Yes, he came part of the way by railroad and tramped the rest of the distance, crossing the mountains on foot. In fact, he crossed them double. And
yeah, that's Jim Bunn, all right. He'd double-cross anybody.
It was the mountains that he crossed. Crossed them twice. But in 1888, he went back for Kate and Sydney.
Went back for steak and kidneys,
no,
huh?
He always
he still owes us for the last he bought here.
No, but I'm not talking about meat. I said Kate and Sydney. Kate, his daughter, and his son, Sydney.
Oh, Sydney. Say, did you ever hear about the time Sydney stole...
Shut your damn doing crap, Teddy.
Now, what was I saying? The Buns arrived here in 1888. At that time, there were only five other families living in the valley. The Pinkleys, the McCars, and several others.
Yes, that was even before me and Eb come here.
Yes, precisely. And mining was the chief occupation at the time. So James Bunn began to pan gold while his wife...
And her neighbor.
Yes. No, she didn't. She...
That's all you know about it.
I mean to say his wife established a home. At first, they lived in a tent. Times were very, very hard. One night, James Bunn awoke to the realization that they faced starvation. There was nothing for his family to eat but two small pieces of bologna. Two small pieces of bologna for a family of four. So do you know what Bunn did?
He got up and ate the bologna himself.
Oh, but he didn't. He didn't at all. No, he had faith. Faith. And...
Yes, well, I'd rather have the bologna.
So do I. It goes better in a sandwich.
I say, let's not discuss the bologna. James Bunn realized that he must do something to protect his loved ones. He was not the kind of a man who would let his family go to the dogs.
No, I bet he'd hide the dogs so the family couldn't find him.
But I don't mean that kind of dogs. We're not discussing the bologna. I say that James Bunn was a man of faith, of courage, a real pioneer throughout.
Throughout what?
Throughout the bologna. More than likely he's getting a mite moldy or something.
He didn't throw out the bologna. That's all there was to eat. And I wish you'd stop talking about it.
Now, Shucks, who's saying anything about the dad during bologna?
Yes, Festus, the way you're the one that keeps mentioning it.
Well, let's drop it.
The dogs will get it if you drop it.
Now, as I say, James Bunn realized that his family faced starvation. And as he lay there, staring into the darkness, he heard a noise.
His wife eating the bologna?
No. It wasn't his wife that he heard. It was a sort of squawking.
Well, his wife was always squawking about something or other, if I remember right.
But I say it wasn't his wife. It was a wild turkey. The turkey had been attracted into the tent by the bologna. In fact, it had eaten the bologna.
You don't say. Ate that bologna, huh?
Yes. But turkey is better than bologna any day.
Yes.
So James Bunn shot the bird, and the next day the family dined handsomely. So you see, Bunn had faith, and everything turned out all right. There's quite a moral in that.
Yes. Of course, all that happened before our time.
Well, do you know anything about Sydney Bunn?
I'll say we do. He got run out of town for...
Shut your dad doing crap. Why, yes, Professor... Sidney left town when he was just a young feller.
Yeah, he went to Washington and married a prominent dashboard.
What?
It means he married a girl by the name of Dashboard.
Her uncle was a famous racehorse named Flatfoot.
Oh, he wasn't. Her uncle was a man named Flatfoot.
But isn't that rather a curious name?
Yes, but that's what it was, all right.
Well, I'll make a note of that. And thank you very much.
That's all right, Professor.
So long, Professor.
Come in again sometime.
Say, Zeb. Right. Danged if I can, if I get that there story about the turkey eating the bologna and squawking and Jim Bunn shooting it.
Oh, shucks, ain't nothing to it. Why don't you get it?
Yeah, but he said there's a moral to it. What's the moral?
The moral?
Yes.
Well, the moral is when you're full of bologna, keep your mouth shut.